So you've got a consultation where the public can have a say on changes that you might be making to bus routes. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is about the sort of the services that the council funds to ensure as much of the borough has a bus service as possible. The reason why we fund these services is because they don't carry enough passengers to sort of bring in enough income on that service to then cover its operating costs. So Arriva won't run them commercially. So the council essentially funds that gap between the sort of operating costs and the sort of the income received from passengers. These services were awarded back in 2010, so Arriva won the contracts at the time. The contracts are now due for renewal. We've obviously just gone through the sort of the Arriva review of the bus network as well. So now is a good time for us to sort of look at these contracts looking forward. Obviously, on the back of that, there's £35 million of savings for the council to find over the next 3 years. So we need to ensure that any contract we award going forward that we can continue to afford. So it's about understanding from residents, you know, why they use a service, you know, what do they use it for, how often do they use it, what does that service mean to them, so that we can look at how we can potentially do things differently. So it's trying to understand in the evening. We currently run services till 11:30, 12 o'clock, but could we potentially stop them early at 9 o'clock? The evening services currently run every half an hour, but could we run them perhaps hourly? And the same with some of the daytime services that run Monday to Saturday, but what would be the impact if we ran them just Monday to Friday? So it's a way of trying to look at things doing differently, understand from residents if they, if they've got any additional routes that they want us to consider and what that route would mean to them, understand if there's any changes to existing routes. So all of that will feed in, through the consultation process and then into the sort of the tender documents before we go out to tender.
And how exactly will it be affecting bus riders, and do you know roughly how many kind of routes that could be changed?
I suppose it's the evening services, and there's a number of daytime services as well. So it's the service 14, 15, 16 and 19. So there's four daytime services and then the evening services. There's, as part of the review, there's a number of cross-border services that we subsidise with Shropshire and Staffordshire as well. So whilst we're not going out to tender for those, they are forming part of the review. And then, like we say, it'll be understanding why people use those services. If we had to change those services, whatever, what the impact was. So that can all feed into the decision-making process there.
And if, say, you did have to get rid of a bus service or change it, would you then be in talks with other bus companies, because you don't actually fund that many bus services in the area? So would you be then able to talk to other companies to kind of come up with an arrangement?
I think it's obviously 98% of the network is commercial, so it's operated by Arriva, and we subsidise that 2%. I think it's about looking at how we can do things differently, working with partners, so understanding whether there's funding from other organisations, schools, colleges, parish and town councils. We'll be looking at how we can work with others as much as possible to ensure we have as much coverage in terms of bus routes across the borough. I think getting to the point of withdrawing services is a worst case scenario for us that we want to avoid at all costs, really.
So you're not necessarily saying that you're going to get rid of them, it's just maybe they might not need to be as long, they could be longer, it's changing them as well.
Yeah, I think it's about understanding how people use these services and how we can sort of maximise the money that we're putting into these services so that people can access the places that they want to go. Clearly, if we got into the area where the costs of running the services come back incredibly high, then and we can't continue to afford them, then we'd have to look at that and see whether we have to withdraw some services. But before we get there, we have to look at the results of the consultation. We have to undertake a community impact assessment. So there's a whole process we have to do before we get there. That's quite robust before we can take any decisions like that. But hopefully we can avoid that by looking at these alternative arrangements.
Yeah, because buses are needed by people, whether it's to get to the hospital, to get to school, and then there's people who don't even have cars, so they do need that transport.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Telford was, designed for the car back in the 1960s, so it is quite car-orientated. But for those, that don't have access to a car, obviously, there's high levels of deprivation in the borough. So bus routes are vital for providing access to key services like the hospital, colleges, shopping as well. So we are aware of, how important these services are, and that's why we don't want to make any decisions without understanding how, that would impact on our residents, really.
And is the consultation, is it down to the fact that the council does need to save money? Is that kind of the main reason that you're doing it?
I think it's part of the decision process. Like I say, we're going to have to renew these contracts anyway, and we just want to make sure that, you know, sort of residents are happy with the routes that we're going out to tender for. If all the bus routes come back cheaper than they are currently, that might mean we can run all of them, but clearly we don't know what the cost will come back until we go out to the market. So I think it's trying to understand sort of, take all of these decisions into consideration around, you know, are these services the best services we can offer? Are they necessary? Are they used? And again, like you say, the cost and the savings. Clearly, we don't award contracts that we can't afford 2 years down the line and be in a position where we have to withdraw them then. So it's trying to take into consideration a number of factors, really, before we take any decisions.
When it comes down to the consultation, how long do people have? When does it start? When does it end?
So the consultation starts on the 2nd of September, 2nd of September through to the 13th of October. So all of the information will be online at telford.gov.uk/busroutes. And that will have all the information in terms of the routes that, you know, the sort of consultation relates to as well, sort of, as well as the commercial routes, frequently asked questions, an online survey, an email, address that people can provide feedback to, as well as sort of information on the one-day events that we'll be holding across the borough as well. So we'll be holding a number of one-day events starting on the 11th of September through to around the 25th. And we'll start to communicate those events in more detail, with posters in the library. So people can either come to one of those events and provide the feedback or provide their feedback online.
And then once you've got the feedback, what happens then?
So after the consultation closes on the 13th of October, there'll be a period of sort of, reviewing all of the consultation feedback. We'll then look to finalise the sort of contract documents towards the end of October before going out to tender in November. There'll be a period of time where bus operators will come back to us with their costs and their proposals, and that'll be finished around the December time. So early January we'll be doing an evaluation of those tenders before taking any decisions sort of late January, early February really.
Yeah, and then I guess it's not too immediate, and then you'll inform bus users if there are significant changes as
well. At that point that we take the decision sort of around February time, there's then a 56-day notice period to sort of register or deregister or change a service. So during that 56-day period, once we've submitted the notice to the traffic commissioner, we then have to inform residents of the changes that are happening really.